There are approximately 70,000 coal miners working today in the United States. Donald Trump has parlayed his promise to bring back coal jobs into big electoral majorities in coal country, carrying West Virginia, for example, with 69% of the vote. Most of the rest of the country is appalled at the thought of increasing coal production because coal is the dirtiest of the fossil fuels. This sets up a false fight between our hopes for jobs with decent pay for workers and our desire to save the planet for our grandchildren. So here's a solution. The Harvard Business School has just published a summary of a study showing that with the rapid growth in employment in solar industries, all coal miners, no matter what their level of expertise, could be retrained for jobs in solar. Except for highly paid executives in coal companies, these new jobs would pay more than the existing coal jobs. In some cases, there would be need for a period of retraining, which the authors estimated would cost at most $1.8 billion. To my mind, that is a minuscule price to pay for a win-win-win solution. First win, coal miners find good jobs at decent pay. Second win, the subsidy to retrain workers will reverse decades of disadvantaging solar electrical generation due to government subsidies of coal-fired electricity. This will accelerate the shift of electrical generation to solar. Third win, the cynical climate deniers who want to continue fossil fuel production and exploit coal miners' and other workers' concerns about their futures will have lost an important political prop. I want to go one better. During the transition, I propose any working coal miner in search of a new career in solar will draw his or her last salary in coal, paid for in full. Assuming coal mining jobs fall by half in the next 10 years and retraining takes on average 1 year, I estimate the cost of continuing to pay those salaries at close to $40 billion spread over those 10 years. But who's going to pay? Let me respond first with a rhetorical question. How much is it worth to you that your grandchildren will have a chance to live in a world relatively similar to ours, rather than be faced with massive coastal flooding, crop failures and famines, a relocation of hundreds of millions of people, probable wars for declining resources? In short, how much is it worth to you to remove the dangers that your grandchildren will live in a dangerous dystopia, if they even survive? I believe that science has already told us what is happening to the world because of global warming. I believe we are dangerously close to the point of no return. Therefore, I consider the benefits of leaving fossil fuels in the ground and moving to a carbon-neutral energy system to be infinite. So the answer of who should pay is all of us taxpayers. We will all benefit if global warming is finally stopped, and one great way to start the process is to leave the coal in the ground. We need to do the same with oil and natural gas as well, but first things first. I assume there will be very few coal miners who would insist that they just have to continue mining coal. My guess is that virtually every coal miner does it for the money and not for the glory and excitement of coal mining. Coal mining is a dirty, dangerous job for which coal miners are paid well, as they should be. Let's pay them to retrain for cleaner energy jobs and pay them their wages during that retraining period.